Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
It's a great day, Tim. We are so excited because our special guest today, Pastor Curly Ray from Beverly, West Virginia.
Amen. I'm excited. He's a personal friend of ours, and we're going to be talking about some awesome subject matter in today's topic of discussion. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he is the senior pastor of Tigert Valley. I believe it's Tigert Valley Community Church and Tigert Valley Ministry. Sir, welcome to today's edition of Connected.
Hey, we're so glad to be with you all again today. Looking forward to what God's going to do today on the program.
Praise God. Tell us for just a moment, if someone would want to come to your church in the Beverly, West Virginia area, what is your address there?
Well, the address is Route 2, Box 347, Main Street, Beverly. But actually, when you come into the historic town of Beverly, we're the very first church on the right-hand side, and that would be going south on Route 219 and 250. We're straight across from the Beverly Elementary School here in downtown Beverly, West Virginia.
And that is wonderful. Pastor Curly Ray and Tim, we're going to break for a song, and we'll be right back.
Hello, Mama. Sorry it took so long to call you back. This job I had don't cut me any slack. Oh, Mama, tonight you're laying heavy on my mind. It just hit me. Broke right down and I cried. I don't know that I've ever thanked you one time. For patching up my skinned up knees, kissing my tears, loving on me. For all the nights you laid away, praying to God I'd make it home safe. The countless things you went without, so I could have what I have now. And I know I don't tell you like I ought to, but I love you, Mama. Mama, ain't it just like you to make light of all you've done? Make yourself out to be the lucky one. Oh, Mama, this time I'm gonna have to disagree. You're the best there is, and God gave you to me. I'm so thankful. All those little things. For patching up my skinned up knees, kissing my tears, loving on me. For all the nights you laid away, praying to God I'd make it on safe. The countless things you went without, so I could have what I have now. And I know I don't tell you like I ought to, but I love you, Mama. Oh, countless things you went without, I Oh, I'm sorry it took so long to call you back. Love you, Mama.
We are back with our special guest today on Connected, Pastor Curly Ray, and he is the senior pastor of Tigert Valley Ministries and the Community Church there as well in Beverly, West Virginia. That's located Route 2, Box 347 Main Street in Beverly. Sharon, we're excited because I was with Pastor Curly here just maybe about 2 months ago, mm-hmm. and we had an awesome time up there, but we're expecting even greater things today on the air.
Absolutely, and I understand that revival has broken loose. I say broken loose, broken out in your church. What is happening there?
Well, we've just been seeing a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We've been seeing souls saved. Our church just in the past 2 months has almost doubled in its size from what we were running. You know, folks are just hungry for God. They're hungry for the genuineness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're not looking for gimmicks. They're not looking for a show. They're genuinely looking for the presence of God, and that's what we've been seeking after here at the church. We're seeking after God's presence. We're not trying to put on any type of show. We're just trying just to get folks in and get them into the presence of the Lord, into worshiping God and being hungry for the Word of God.
Praise God. And we love the genuine move of the Holy Spirit and the fire of God. Sometimes there's an exhibition of the flesh that takes place, but what we're believing God for is a great outpouring of the Holy Ghost in fire. And I believe we need to have an Acts chapter 4 experience. And if we're going to do that, we have to have an Acts chapter 2 experience of being baptized with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking with other tongues as the Spirit of God gives us the utterance. Once we have that, we can enter into our prayer closet and pray the perfect will of God according to Romans chapter 8 and verses 26 and 27.
Amen. Amen. What are you preaching? What is stirring the atmosphere? What have you been on a time of revival prayer leading up to this? What do you believe is the reason why God is moving the way He is?
Well, I tell you, I pray a lot in the morning. I drive school bus for our Christian school here at the church, and thank God this was my last day. I don't have to do that no more. God bless us to where I can hire somebody. But in the mornings, I always pray because it takes about 30, 40 minutes for me to pick up the first student. But on my way there, I was praying, you know, about the genuineness of God and seeking His face. And the Holy Spirit just kindly spoke to my heart about how important it is for us to literally every day of our life seek God's face, seek mm-hmm. His presence. And I've been preaching that here in the church lately about how, you know, we need to lay aside things in our life that is getting in the way and keeping us from seeking after the things of God and begin to meditate upon Him more and more every day in our life. And I'm preaching that in the church. Folks are responding to that. They're hungry for the presence of God. They're not, you know, like I said, they're not hungry for a show. They're literally hungry for the genuineness of God. You know, the Bible says that in the last days, God's going to pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. And that's the time that we're living in now. We need to seek after God for His Spirit to be poured out. We've seen enough shows. We've seen enough gimmicks in church to try to get people there. People want the genuineness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They want the Word of God preached to them. We don't need no more, you know, as I said, gimmicks or shows per se, or just even one guy being the movie star behind the pulpit. We need people in the house of God that's literally going to seek after the presence of God. You know, when your husband, Brother Colasino, was here, he was talking about, you know, the genuineness of God, being hungry for the things of God. And he had shared with me about the opportunities that he's had in his life, and he kindly just turned those things down because he didn't want to lift up himself as an individual, but he wanted to lift up the name of Jesus Christ. And that's what church is all about. You know, the Bible says if he be lifted up, He said, I will draw all men unto me. So that's what it is. It's lifting up the name of Jesus Christ. It's not about Curly Ray. It's not about just one preacher in the church. It's about having the folks come in with the desire, hey, I am going to get in the presence of the Lord, and I'm not going to leave here until I touch the hem of His garment.
Well, and there's a difference between having a church service or having an assembly and having a scripture and having songs. There's a difference between that and really seeking the face of God and experiencing His presence and His glory, because when the presence of God is there, something happens. We are liberated. We walk into an area of revelation. We see God heal people and move and touch people's lives. We see people saved. We see lives restored. And that's why we need the presence of God. Now, God's presence, in a sense, is everywhere, because God is everywhere. But He don't manifest Himself everywhere. He only manifests Himself where people are desiring Him. And so I am so glad to hear this is happening down in Beverly, West Virginia.
Praise God. You know, in the scriptures where the Bible talks about King Hezekiah, he would come along and finish what Joash would not do. I preach a three-part revival series message. Matter of fact, I preached part one at your church in Beverly there just a couple of months ago about hungering for revival. The second part to that three-part series is called Joash, the revival that almost took place. And the reason why that it didn't take place is that he would not remove the idols from the high places. But the Bible talks about King Hezekiah, how he removed the idols from the high places. He smashed the sacred stones and cut down the Asherah poles, and he broke into pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made. For up to that time, the Israelites had been burning incense to it. Joash failed to do this. He failed to tear down the high places. He failed to preach against sin and against idolatry and the consequences that would take place that would hinder a revival from taking place. But I believe that the book of Joel talks about this in chapter 2 in verses 28 and 29. It talks about in the last days, God said, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Hallelujah. Let that preacher come out today. Glory to God.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters are going to prophesy. Young men shall see visions, and old men shall dream dreams, and upon my handmaidens and servants I'm going to pour out in those days of my spirit, says the Lord. That tells me something. That is condition. There's conditions that need to be met before revival takes place. We need to walk in a spirit of holiness and to return to our first love. Praise
Amen.
God.
You just spoke, return to my first love. People's wanting change in their life. And they're running to the doctor thinking that, well, you know, I can get put on this prescription, and this prescription is going to take away my hurt. It's going to take away my fear. It's going to take away, you know, the situations and things going on in my life. And all that does is just numb you. It doesn't take it away.
Come on.
The only way that you're ever going to get deliverance in your life or peace in your life or your joy back is you have got to seek the face of God. You cannot play around with your walk with the Lord. You know, God's Spirit, as you just said, His Spirit is with us all the time. His presence never leaves us. He even said in His Word, He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be with you always, even at the end of time. He's always there. But see, our mind gets so distracted with the cares of this life, and we allow the devil to cause us to get focused on the things of this life instead of focusing on the fact, hey, God is with me right now. All I need to do is seek after Him. I need to hunger and thirst. That's what the Word says, hunger and thirst after righteousness, and ye shall be filled. And that's what it's going to take for revival to break loose in our churches again. That's what it's going to take to bring people back into the house of God. As I told you, it's not going to take some preacher somewhere that's famous or that's on TV per se. It's just going to take a regular minister leading his congregation to seek after God again. It's going to take somebody praying again. It's going to take somebody coming to church again and doing your first works over, putting God first again in your life. And then revival will break loose. Can you imagine what would happen if you would just get a group of people that would just seek after God with all of their heart, or maybe, you know, just come to church a little bit earlier and just start seeking after the presence of God? Can you imagine how that would just, you know, have a ripple effect on everybody else? Because, you know, you get one person stirred up, for some reason it causes somebody else to get stirred up. And that's what we need in these last days. We need the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
And that's it. One person can have a personal revival, and it's spread. to those around about them. And then it can spread into the church, and it can spread into communities, and then it can spread into our nation, and it can affect the world. We need revival. We will be right back, and we'll be praying.
Yeah.
We are back with our special guest today on Connected, Pastor Curly Ray, and we are excited for Tigert Valley Ministries located there on Main Street in Beverly, West Virginia, what God has been doing there. We've been talking about revival, and we're going to be praying here in just a moment. I want to make this statement at this time. Historically, revival has come to the church, Pastor Curly and Sharon, when people have allowed the Holy Spirit to take the jackhammer of repentance Amen. To the strongholds of their lives. And once the barriers are broken, the river of revival will come crashing through.
Yes, it will.
And that jackhammer, I believe, we have been just plugging away and hammering away
yes.
at the devil in intercessory prayer. Any strong ministry that wants to see a revival that has become strong, it's been as a result of having a strong intercessory team.
Yes, it does. And speaking of intercessory team, we're going to pray right now. And I believe right now as we pray, there's a lot of prayers out there that are going to join us and pray. And I feel there are so many needs, and we'll just pray for those needs, but I think we need to pray for revival today.
We do. Before we pray for revival, I'm receiving a word of knowledge that there's an elderly lady, you have slipped and fallen somewhere in the Clarksburg, West Virginia area, and you have chipped a bone in your left elbow. Holy Spirit is healing that
Thank you, Jesus.
By the power of the Word of God. Just speak the Word of God from Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent His Word and healed me and delivered me from all destruction.
Father, right now in Jesus' name, Lord, you see those that are battling cancer, those that are battling heart disease, those that are battling sugar diabetes, fibromyalgia. You see, Father, all of these. And Lord, we bring them before you, and we thank you, Lord, that you are their healer. We speak life and we speak health.
Thank you, Father. We rebuke
the spirit of infirmity now, and we command it to go from them in the name of Jesus. Leave them.
Yes.
Cancer, leave right now in Jesus' name. Leave. Pain, leave the body right now. Heart, be made whole. We speak to the pancreas that it would begin to function as God created it to function. We declare life and wholeness. And somebody right now, you have a tumor. I don't know if it's a brain tumor, but it's somewhere in your head. I don't know, but God knows. And so, Father, right now, I curse that tumor at the very root
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
and I command it to loose you now. To loose you now. Spirit of fear, you leave as well in Jesus' name.
Pastor Curly, what do you have, sir?
Father, we just praise you today, and I give you glory and honor. Father, I pray for every person that's battling the spirit of depression. Father, every person that the devil was battling their mind to try to rob them of their joy, to rob them of their peace, to rob them of their excitement. Father, I ask for the Holy Spirit to begin to intervene in their life right now in the name of Jesus. I rebuke the devourer for their sake. I rebuke the devourer in Jesus' mighty name. Let the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing in people's lives today. Setting them free, Father, thank you that they're returning to the cross, that they're returning, Father God, with the desire to want to serve you. And we praise you and give you glory and honor for it right now in the name of Jesus.
Praise
in the name
God.
Of Jesus. Amen.
Praise
hallelujah.
God. Amen and hallelujah.
And Father, we just pray for revival.
Yes.
Lord, revive us again. Oh, Father, you said in Revelation chapter 2, verse 4, that I have this thing against you that you have left your first love. Oh God, they didn't lose their first love. They left it.
Yeah.
Lord, when something is lost, we go back to where we lost it. We
Amen.
Look for, at the place we remember having it last. So Father, I pray for the focus of your people that have left their first love, that they would desire to go back to it.
Yes.
We pray that right now
yes, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God. If you've been touched by the Holy Spirit, we want to hear back from you. You can go online and leave your testimony at hesalive.net. That's hesalive.net or phone us up during regular business office hours, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 301-895-3292. Tell someone you've either given your heart to the Lord or God's touched you in your body.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Curly Ray, for being with us today.
Amen. Thank you for asking me to be a part of this. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at HeesAlive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.